Hey Lou,
Hey Max.
you have 20 seconds to name six Inuyasha characters. Go.
Six Inuyasha characters. Sesshomaru, Inuyasha, Kagome, Sango, Moroku,
Ooh, I should have said 10 seconds. You did that in like five.
Shippo,
Damn, you're like
Naraku.
No. You did very good.
Yeah, you know, I'm a fanboy.
Pretty good under pressure.
No, I just love that show.
Maybe both.
I'm terrible under pressure.
Really? Oh, I mean, you did panic for the first season. You went, Inuyasha, but you pulled through.
Like a boss.
So, episode 20. 2-0.
2 decades of the Max and Lou show.
Hell yeah.
Been a long run.
That big old $20 bill. Who's on the $20 bill, Lou?
Me.
Lou.
Lose on the $20 bill.
Do you know?
If I saw one.
If you saw a picture of him, you'd know.
Oh, it's Jackson on the 20.
Yeah.
Good old Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, Andy Jack.
He was our president.
I'll assume he was a good man.
I think that was. I'm not sure. He might have been Stonewall Jackson. Is it the same Jackson? Stonewall Jackson was shot and survived. Savage motherfucker.
I
I think
do
it was
think that's
him.
a different person. Stonewall Jackson was, see, but that's the thing. Back then, all presidents were also generals at some point or some shit.
Yeah,
So,
basically. I mean, Ice Pops.
yeah, you have way too many, and it seems sad that you only have orange and grape left. You just ate the rest of
I
them
have
first.
four.
1, 2, 3, 4. You have four left, right?
Yeah.
No, you definitely have. Oh, you have. No, you gotta. Oh yeah. Okay, so you got four left. You're eating one right now. You still got that.
And I ate three.
What's that one over there?
That's like a popsicle.
With what? What flavor was
Cherry
that?
pineapple.
Cherry
It's
pine.
okay. Like
For.
they're hard. That's why I'm letting it sit there to fucking thaw out.
Oh yeah, because you just gotta bite at
Yeah, so I'm eating these ones first. These ones melt really fast.
it.
So, Max and Lou show.
So, I have something just kind of to bring up first. And we've talked about this movie a lot, and I did some research on it, and I'm sad I did. But I guess I'm happy because now I know. You remember about this movie Chaos Walking that you won't know the name at all. It's the movie with Tom Holland, and it's him like, and we've seen the picture, him next to this girl, and it looks like Uncharted. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think I know.
She's wearing like orange pants.
Didn't we see a trailer for it?
No, I don't
Are
think
you
so.
sure?
I don't think so.
Maybe I'm just thinking of the picture. But it's not Uncharted, right?
No, but it's like he looks like he's from. He does. He's wearing like a wife beater and like these cargo pants, and she's wearing like. I think she's wearing like a long, super futuristic looking, like white. I don't even know. It's like a white t-shirt, I guess, or a long sleeve. And then she has these orange pants. Anyway, we've been excited about it just because Tom Holland is going to be in it. You know, we've talked about it, I think, twice maybe in the past episodes. So I did some research on it, and I pretty much found out there's no way this movie's being released.
Why?
This movie is pretty much cursed. Like, not like people dying and stuff, but like everything that could have went wrong did in the process of just trying to get it out. So they spent, I think it was $100 million on the movie. And it's based off of a young adult movie, and they did it when the hype was big. It was like right after the last Hunger Games when they started working on it. Divergent was just doing its thing. You know, so like all of these young adult books were being turned into movies. I guess Lionsgate saw this, and this is no joke, all online, it says that Lionsgate deemed this movie not even like remotely good enough to release. That like they couldn't release it. It was not good. So they didn't release it. This was supposed to come out in March of this year, was the original release date. Or maybe even probably earlier. Then Lionsgate says they're going to do reshoots to make the movie better. They're going to do some extra scenes. They're going to try to re-edit the movie. Now, here's the problem. This movie was being made before Tom Holland was Spider-Man. And before the other girl got that famous role in Force Awakens as Rey, because that's who the girl is. It's Rey from Force Awakens. Yeah. And this was before their role, so like they had the time, now they don't. So now there's a very big issue with trying to get people on set to do the reshoots because they're so big. And then it's pretty much been a complete nightmare as far as I can tell, which sucks.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
When did we hear about it?
I'm pretty sure we
How
just
did we hear about it?
I had to have
Was
just
there
looked
like.
up Tom Holland and then I see the picture.
There was
That
no
picture.
trailer for it?
No, I don't think so.
How, if the movie was filmed? It
Because
almost was released.
well, all the scenes were filmed, but there were no trailers made because I mean, I don't know, maybe there was a trailer, maybe there is. We can try looking it up. I don't think I've tried to. But apparently they're reshooting it because it was just. And I'm curious what it means by bad. If it means by acting or if it means. And then here's another big problem. Now because of these this big difference in time, they really don't look like they did, 5 years ago, 4 years ago. So it's this movie's doomed, which fucking blows because those two actors in a movie sounds great. I don't care if like fucking Lionsgate didn't think it was good
What
enough.
was it about?
It was about I have a feeling it was a different planet. Yeah. It's on another planet where everybody can talk through like their mind. Everyone can hear each other's thoughts. And also there's not allowed to be females, and then like there'd be another planet and that planet would have females, I guess. So it was an all-male planet and then this girl shows up, I guess. There's a small chance it was vice versa, that it's all girls and then this guy shows up, but I don't think it's like that. And nobody can hear her thoughts or some shit. I don't know. It's all super it's a completely original idea. So I'd fuck with it.
Do the actors get paid for that?
What do you mean?
The movie was never released.
I think it that's a good question.
That'd be a huge waste of someone's time.
Yeah, there's actually a very that's a good question. 'Cause I'm pretty sure it can be either way. Sometimes you get paid as a percentage of what it earns, and sometimes you get paid a set amount. So if the movie never gets released, I don't really
I
understand.
wonder if the actors get their own personal copy of the movie.
I bet. I mean, I'm sure. Well, you mean when it first comes out?
Well, like, in that case,
Oh.
it's not getting
If they
released.
ask, I'm sure. I'm sure they're like, listen, if this is never coming out, can I have that rough cut?
Yeah. I want to see a movie I was in that's never going to be released.
Yeah, apparently a lot of actors don't like to watch movies they're in. Which I understand. I do. But like, I can't imagine it being your job and you wanna, like, how do you critique yourself? But anyway, this movie, unfortunately.
Will not be coming to a theater near you.
Yeah, that sucks. I hope that they somehow do work this out. 'Cause Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley, pretty sure that's her name. Good people. I want to see them in a movie together. Sounds good.
What else you got, Max?
What else do I have?
Yeah, I
I don't want
mean.
to go two back to back.
You didn't give it, like, you were just mentioning something. You were
I
doing, like.
brought up a whole. I did so much
You
research on
just
Chaos
wanted to
Walking.
mention something before we started. Now you're gonna start. What are you starting with?
All right, fine. So, speaking of Lionsgate, and I'm pretty sure it is Lionsgate.
Lion King?
No.
Dude, I can't wait. It's coming out so
It's
soon.
already out.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's
Came out
not.
Friday.
No, it didn't.
What do you mean?
It did not.
It came out Friday.
No, it didn't, bro. Don't you say this.
I'm almost 100% positive it came out Friday.
Gonna find out right now.
We are. Because what I have to talk about has nothing to do with that, so we're gonna not change topics just yet. Lion King featuring,
Childish
your
Gambino.
boy Childish, his name, what is it? Donald Glover, as well as Beyonce. Is it Beyonce
I think
or
so.
Rihanna?
think it's Beyonce.
I think it's Beyonce too.
July 18th.
Oh, it's today.
The 14th.
Ooh, okay. You got me.
Yeah, man, I want to see it.
I've seen so many like interviews already about it that I figured it had to be out. Anyway, Lionsgate. They are rebooting another franchise that has just been rebooted a couple years ago. Power Rangers.
No.
And they are changing the cast.
Good.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't like the cast?
They made Tommy a girl or something like that.
Who's Tommy?
Green Ranger.
Oh. Yeah, 'cause she was the bad person. Yeah, so when I heard that, I watched the movie. Because I was like, well... Yeah,
that movie's alright.
It was good. I thought it was going to be pretty bad. And it was good.
It's childish.
Here's, it's alright. Here's my thing. It's my only defense I have for this movie, really. Is that the acting and the actors were what saved the movie.
Personally, if it was rated R, it would have been a little better.
Yeah,
like that,
sure.
Like that short that's on YouTube. You know what I'm talking about?
I think so, you've seen it.
Where, like, Tommy's, like, gone. Tommy, like, disappeared. And the dude's torturing the Pink Ranger. Asking him where Tommy is. And he's making her think Tommy killed all the other Rangers, but he didn't. And then Tommy shows up with the sword. And fucks shit up.
So...
That's fan-made, by the way.
Yeah. I don't know. I went in with very low expectations, and it was decent.
Go, Power Rangers! You think I wore this thing on my wrist for nothing, dude?
You know, it's really funny, because, like, when that... I don't know why I didn't expect that to pop in.
But what, the morphing?
Yeah, no, when they were all in their,
Zords?
Zords, yeah. I don't know. Just their Zords, because the Megazords, whatever.
Yeah.
When they were in their Zords, and they're, like, going, and it's like... It is the exact original song. Just yeah. go, Power Rangers.
The fucking the sick guitar. Go, Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Yo, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Here's what's getting me, though. I'm sure that it didn't make enough money to make them happy or some shit. But why would you reboot it when you have that cast? When that movie came out, that cast was... not important. Now, that cast is A-list.
Yeah, I think they all did pretty good.
Yeah, because, alright, the guy who played the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
He is now in, I think he's in Stranger Things Season 3.
Dude, my favorite part about that movie is when he slaps the dude in the face in the beginning.
Dude,
he just like, slaps him across
he's
the
like,
face.
Did you just slap me? He's like, yeah, I did. Like, there was no, like, why. Because, like, it's kind of a bitch thing to do. But, like, without saying it, he was like, you deserve a fucking slap.
Yeah, now the way he did it was, like, he fucking, like, bitch slapped him. Like,
yeah, like, hard, too.
Up.
Yeah, that was good. I dug that. But I dug the cast. Like, okay, the Pink Ranger, that's Jasmine in Aladdin.
Okay.
So she's up and fucking coming. The Red Ranger, he's in Stranger Things Season 3. And apparently everyone's raving about that guy right now. The Chinese guy... I think he's playing the, what's his name? Shang Li. He's like the new Marvel hero. He's like a Kung Fu Marvel hero.
Okay.
So, like, he's about to be fucking A-list. All of these, like, why would you literally just give up that cast?
Who's the new cast?
I had no announcement. They just announced that about the reboot. So I'm so guessing they're going to try to give a different vibe, and I don't.
It'll be like 3 years, probably.
Yeah, probably. Makes sense. Like, dude, that Scooby-Doo movie that we've been talking about, that's probably not even going to come out for another 2-3 years.
Oh, Hanna-Barbera.
Hanna-Barbera.
That's what it is, right?
Hanna-Barbera. Hanna-Barbera. It's like a fucking place. But... yeah, so, and honestly, this is pretty much the last thing I have, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. Mortal Kombat is getting turned into a movie, and apparently that was in the talks for a bit.
Mortal Kombat!
Did it,
Fight.
Fight. Anyway.
You know that was a movie before, though, right?
Are you sure? Because I think it was Street Fighter. I don't know if they made a Mortal Kombat
movie. I'm gonna look it up, because I'm pretty sure I used to watch it with my dad. And I remember the big dude with, like, fucking six arms. You know, that guy you fight?
Yeah.
I was actually playing the OG Mortal Kombat in the vape shop the other day. I went over to go get some juice. They've got, like, an arcade machine in there now. Have you seen it in there?
In Effortless?
Yeah, they got arcade machines in there. Ooh. You can play games for free. They got, like, Pac-Man, Mortal Kombat, and something else I've never seen.
Yeah, the Pac-Man and Galka, I think it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those have been there for a long time, but what they added, like, a
Mortal NES. Kombat. It's just Mortal Kombat.
Cool. Like a stand-up like that?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's cool, and you can play two-player on the machine.
Oh, that's kick-ass.
Yeah, the movie came out in 1995, and this guy right here, this Asian actor, he's famous. He played somebody. No, I guess not. He wasn't. Robin Chow. He played Liu Kang. No way, that guy's in it?
What guy?
The fucking... The sheriff, Styles' dad from Teen Wolf. He's in it. It's Johnny Cage, dude. What, that's dude? Funny. This movie's old as fuck. Look at him. He's right there. It's Johnny Cage, dude. There's no way, dude. He played Johnny Cage, and then he was on Teen Wolf as a dad.
That's such a bad Johnny Cage.
Why, dude?
What do you mean?
He's the original Johnny Cage.
Yeah, with the glasses. And isn't he supposed to have sunglasses and a leather jacket?
I don't know, honestly. I don't remember. Maybe he's just not wearing them right there. I guess. Is that Johnny Cage, or is that someone else?
I think it's someone else.
Yeah, so that came out in 1995.
So yeah, they're making another one, and I guess I didn't know about this movie being made, but I guess it's been happening. And it was just announced that it will be R-rated and will feature fatalities. So those are only good things.
Mortal Kombat movie reboot will be rated R.
Hell yeah.
Warner Bros. Is rebooting it.
That's surprising. For no reason in particular.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, like, the thing is, people... All right, not people. Video game movie adaptations have a very bad rep. There's very few good ones. I think Tomb Raider did okay. A lot of people hated on Prince of Persia. I'm trying to think of some others. Resident Evil, I think, did all right, you know?
Yeah, it was a good movie.
But yeah.
What are we talking about?
Movies based off games.
Oh.
I don't know how he only has two left. He had five.
Fuck. I think Kevin's trying to get in the house.
Oof. Tough luck.
Go throw him my keys.
Go throw him the keys.
Out the window. Alright, now I've got two microphones. And an ice pop. The ice pop is in my mouth. See him out there, Max?
There's a Jeep.
He must have gotten in. Fuck it.
Got in? Well, I mean, like, you got a way in? Is the door locked?
It's locked.
Yeah.
Sorry about this, y'all. We have a little bit of technical difficulties here. We trying to get somebody into the building here. Anyway. So... Yeah, it's summertime. Days are getting shorter. It's July. Why are they gonna be nice pops? It's hot.
Hi.
It's been hot up here in Pennsylvania.
We're
Max is hanging out of my window right now. But yeah, so anyway, back to what we were talking about the Mortal Kombat stuff.
Yeah, as we were saying.
Were we done talking about Mortal Kombat?
Sure. Can you please...
We were talking about the amount of ice pops I'm eating.
Yeah, and then we're talking about video game movie adaptations.
So, I don't really have much to talk about.
At all?
All I really want to bring up is that apparently now the going rate for the raid on Area 51 is 900K. 900,000 people
really
are signed up to go and raid Area 51.
I don't believe it. You can say whatever you want. Not that many people are going to show up.
Dude, this is taking the internet by surprise. Yeah. Really, really storming the internet.
Yeah, if anyone hasn't heard, a guy just decided, hey, let's see how many people I can band together to storm Area 51. And he has already came out and claimed, this is all a joke, he's not going to be attending. He just wanted to see how many people he could get to do this. I don't know if he can get in trouble. He probably can, right?
They'll probably find some way. This is crazy, though, because, like, it's super hyped up right now, and it's going to die down in, like, a week or two. Trust me, it'll die completely.
See,
but the thing is, the event is weeks from now. So, like, it's going to die down before the event comes, and then is it going to come back around again? Are people going to start hyping it up again?
Let's say it was 100,000 people. I think that's still a sufficient amount. They're not just going to start fucking shooting at a crowd.
They might.
Nah.
It's government land. It's prohibited to be there. It tells you
you're allowed to be there. It's just going to be a bunch of fucking miners walking in a desert. This is such a bad idea. I'm excited for it. Don't get me wrong. I think they're stupid for doing it. But it's going to be great to see how it goes down. Everyone, like, seriously, the funny thing is people are just excited to go there and find out aliens are real. That's what it's for, to find out what they're doing.
I guess so, but everyone's like, most people don't even realize that the crazy stuff's not at Area 51, apparently. Yeah. It's south of Area 51. No, it's at S4.
S4?
Yeah, and that's where they're keeping this shit. Joe Rogan knows about this. It's funny because he posted an Instagram post and he was like, I feel like I'm partially responsible for this. And then he went on to say that, like, you know, it's obviously a joke. And he was saying that, like, but what most people don't know is that everything's actually at S4, not at Area 51. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what most people are thinking, what's actually going to happen.
There's no end goal there. I mean, I think, all right, you know what? I really think all their goals are is to find out what's there and to find out if there's aliens there. And yeah, they're being...
What's going to happen when they run up in there?
Here's the big part. I understand that this is pretty, you know, like childish, but I'm imagining like a very big steel fucking door or some shit.
Like
you can get,
like,
as many fucking people as you want, you're not going to get it open.
Yeah, like you're saying, like, to the facility, like, to the gate of the facility.
It's not like if you add the numbers, you can just all ram into each other and get the door open. Unless you do some crazy, like, World War Z shit and get over top.
That's the thing, like, if you're just, like, unarmed pedestrians walking up to Area 51 and there's a fucking a mass amount of you, yeah, they probably won't start shooting and all that good stuff. But... like, people are talking about, like, you know, seriously, like, trying to get in. Like, and, like, seriously trying to get in would entail being armed, you know? So, like, yeah, no amount of people can just run up to this door and bust it down. But what if there's people that are more serious that are, like, riding in there on fucking warthogs and shit with, like, bazookas and stuff? Then, like, then it's going to be a full-on fucking civil war battle between pedestrians and Area 51.
All right, well, look.
The government will start shooting.
I was about to say, if people are going to start bringing weapons, you can't even get... like, can you get mad? Yeah, you can. Yeah, but, like...
I feel like if you're not joking about this... then you're gonna want to bring a weapon, because there's no fucking, like...
See, but if you no, bring there's a weapon, no, then you're gonna get shot.
But yeah, well, that's the whole contradicting part about all this, is there's no way you would logically try and go... shut up. There's no way you would logically try and go storm Area 51 unarmed.
Yeah.
That's not logical.
This ain't and San Andreas.
The logical way to do it is going to get you shot.
Yeah.
So, really, is it logical at all?
No. I mean, I don't think this is logical at all from the start. Really, it's just, I think that right now there's just like this,
What do you think is in there? What do you think? Because there's a lot of people that are like, you know, 2-3 times our age that claim that, you know, there is something worth seeing. I don't know if it's necessarily there, but, you know, yeah. You've heard. They say there's technology that the government has withheld from us that we can't fathom. What do you think's at Area 51?
I fully do not believe that our biggest secrets of whatever's being hidden from America, whether that's extraterrestrial or not, whether that's new technology they're researching, whatever. I highly doubt that the most important shit is at Area 51, because the world wouldn't fucking know that it existed, you know? Why would you let the entire world know this place exists and say, oh, it's secret, no one can know what goes on here?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. No one really knew about this place until, like, probably, like, the 70s, you know? It was kind of just this place in the middle of the desert that, like, if anyone did kind of stumble upon it, you'd probably have no problem just making them disappear, you know?
Yeah.
But now, like, we're, like, you know, there's Google Maps and there's all the social media and stuff. Like, it's really big to get word around that there's something out in the desert that's sketchy.
I guess to answer your question, I believe that there's something there. I do not believe that it is our biggest Paul? Secrets. Paul?
Yeah.
Like Seth Rogen? Nah.
You ever see that? Is it good? I never saw it.
It's okay. It's very,
isn't he an alien that smokes weed?
Yeah. It's very silly. It's the fact that it's a stoner alien movie, super strange, but it's good. It's all right. All the actors do a good job. But I don't know. It's a whole debacle, obviously. People want to go. If everyone who is going has to believe that there's something there, everyone needs their motive, unless these are all people who are like, ooh, fuck it,
I want to ride the wagon.
Yeah. A million people. Let's just make the circle even bigger.
Right, people are gonna think it's like a fucking music festival.
Almost a million fucking people.
Rallying.
And they're all going to be like prepubescent fucking middle-aged, middle school boys.
Yeah, most people are probably, most of them are probably under 30 years old.
Oh no. This is going to be so bad. I have a feeling a lot of them are going to be, like, minors. Like, a lot. Like, more than 50%.
How's a minor supposed to get out there, though?
Minors can still drive.
I guess you're right. I saw a meme that said, like, millennials aren't going to make it out there because of the cost of traveling.
I mean, fair. I'm not saying, like, I would like to go and not participate in the
war.
Yeah,
the
in
war, the battle.
I'd like to watch from afar as almost a million fucking sweaty little boys run toward Area 51.
I saw a picture of Captain America after he like got turned into a juiced motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like him coming out of the thing. And it was like, here is one of our soldiers ready to storm Area 51, injected with gamer girl bath water. And I was like, this shit is crazy. What is that about? You know what that's about? The gamer girl bath water?
No.
You never heard anything about this yet?
Gamer girl bath. I mean, I know gamer girl jokes.
I guess there's some shit that was happening on the internet recently where people were buying this water from this girl that was gaming.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, she was gamer girl bath water. People were buying her bath water from her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking weird, yo.
Yeah.
Really fucking weird.
I've seen jokes about it where it was like, I think it was an episode of Simpsons, and it's a guy in a barrel of water, and there's a sign that says, me flavored water, 15 cents.
Yeah.
And it's like, life has turned into this. People are like, there'll be flying cars in 2019 in reality, and it shows
that. Yeah, I saw
that. Yeah, that's, dude, I mean, fucking, I don't know, you gotta, yes, that's weird, but you also gotta think about the fact that, like, people buy, like, celebrity hair clippings.
Yeah.
You know? And toast that looks like fucking
people are just
Lana Del Rey.
People do weird shit.
People will spend their money on fucking anything. You know what's an interesting thing? I don't want to steal this because another podcast does this. But there is, it's fairly common that people sell possessed items and possessed dolls on eBay. Reading these descriptions and understanding that people are trying to actually convince you that there is something living inside this item and who it is in the past and how much it, like, oh, the fact that people buy that gets me. I would buy it just because it'd be fucking funny. There's no way.
What does that do what we're talking about?
People will buy stupid shit.
People buy stupid fucking shit.
Oh, trust me, I'm the master at switching topics.
Oh, yeah? That wasn't a good switch.
I think, well, I mean, specifically going from talking about...
You just totally stopped.
Well, yeah, I was talking about the previous thing. Look, you made me run through my list already.
Our lists are both gone.
You had one thing?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's time for our segment of new invention.
Invention.
So, in this episode, we will be talking about a very special invention that I specifically really like. That's why I picked it. I said, fuck it, how about something that I will find interesting? It is called iDrive, and it's not like iPhone, it's like an eyeball, like iDrive. And it is the smartest holographic car assistant. And it pretty much lays out on your windshield whatever you want. GPS, temperature, time, weather, compass, you know? Everything that you would usually get looking at your fucking dashboard and your little center... What would you look at? What would you call that? The center thing in your car. The screen.
I don't know. What? A screen?
Okay. Well, if you had like a screen in your car for like GPS and all that, imagine that like holographic on your windshield.
Where do you get it? What does it look like? How much is it?
It's pretty much like a blue see-through holographic on your windshield. And it looks kind of flat in the pictures. I don't know if it's going to like lay with the glass or if it's going to look flat. Because it's pretty much just a projection. And you can get it in August. It releases in August. $230.
Not worth it.
Honestly, probably not. But I do have to think about it. It sounds distracting. It sounds extremely distracting. But if you compare it to looking down...
It sounds futuristic.
Well, that's the whole thing. Cause it
Plus,
sounds...
some people's cars don't have those things.
Yeah. See, that's one thing. A lot of cars don't have it. You need like a high-end car to get that. Two, looking down, whether it's at your phone or at your car, you're looking away from the road. So that has to be more dangerous than all of your stuff being in front of you. Even though it's this weird peripheral thing where you might not be paying attention.
He's got a point.
It probably is more safe. So even though it's futuristic, it's also safe. I'm down with it.
I'll wait for the prototype.
Yeah, there's cheaper ones. You can find off brands of this, but this one is saying that it's the smartest. And the way that it looks way more impressive than anything else I've seen. But there are cheap ones available.
iDrive.
You can also look up iLights and just look up a car assistant, holographic car assistant. But this model is called iDrive.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like where this world is going sometimes.
Because like...
Sometimes.
People create a lot of futuristic inventions that are cool, sure.
And serve no purpose
exactly.
whatsoever.
Exactly. Like, the purpose would be, what, to save, like, not even to save time, you're just doing something different. I'm trying to
like
think about...
Like that stupid fucking hoverboard. It's
sure.
not even a hoverboard.
That's a perfect example.
It's not even a hoverboard. It's wheels. Why the fuck do they call it a hoverboard?
Because you feel like you hover the way that you're going?
No.
It's pretty much a Segway without handles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good example. Like, it's an invention that technology now made this able for the normal everyday person, a typical consumer, to have. And it was cool.
Yeah, my
sure.
feet stink.
Leave them in them mocks, bro.
These things are new.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
I look cool, right?
I look cool, Marcus.
Shout out, Marcus Lamar.
Oh.
So that was our segment this episode of New Invention.
The new invention of iDrive. Check it out.
We'll do a couple Ask Reddit questions.
Go on Ask Reddit. See what Reddit has to say.
Let's see what our boy read.
That's like a quiz, you know?
That's fair. That's like a personality quiz.
Yeah.
Like those shitty things you used to do on MySpace, and people probably still do.
I ain't into that pop quiz shit. I don't work well under pressure. I work phenomenal under pressure.
I work phenomenal. Alright, so we'll just go with some popular ones.
But seriously though, I gotta get to Sean's house pretty soon too.
What is a fictional character that stuck with you?
Inuyasha.
Yeah? Why?
Because he's my hero.
What makes him so much better than, let's say, Goku? Why does Inuyasha stick with you?
Goku stuck with me.
Alright, but like...
Inuyasha's cool. He's just a badass. He's tough, you know, that's the thing. He's tough, he's strong, and he's a protector.
Alright.
How about you?
Spider-Man, are you joking? Why? Because he's relatable.
Because he shoots webs out his butt?
No, who does not do that? I like the fact that the Peter Parker side is always relatable. And as I grew up, he grew up. He's older than me in the comics, but, you know, he's an adult now. He's not in high school, so his problems are normal. And then you get to see the badass part, the part that you wish could be you. You know, all that badass shit. Almost all other comics don't pull off the both sides a lot. So that would be mine. Definitely be Spider-Man.
You love him.
I mean, yeah. I love all Spider-Man stories. Actually, that's a lie. I don't like all Spider-Man stories, but he's definitely my favorite superhero. I won't. I won't lie. Now, here's a question. What is the weirdest or coolest dream that you've ever had?
None of that.
You don't want to give a cool dream? Okay. Something that made you pumped?
I can't think of any cool dreams.
Oh, that's awful. You ever lucid dream?
Yeah.
Well, that had to have been fucking cool.
So and so.
Did you fly?
More or less.
Nice. All right. All 45 U.S. presidents are forced to fight to the death. No weapons. Who wins and why?
Andrew Jackson.
Andrew motherfucking Jackson. You really think?
Yeah, because he's Andrew Jackson. I don't know.
Do you think he's fucking Stonewall Jackson?
I think so. But Abraham Lincoln was like a fucking lumberjack. He was.
Yeah,
and George Washington didn't have fucking teeth, bro. He was tough. He sailed across the Delaware River on fucking Christmas night.
See, I was going to say, if you're trying to pull anyone recent, I don't know.
They're pussies. They would get slaughtered. Right, they don't know how to use a weapon.
I'm not going to lie. You know who I think? I think Abraham Lincoln.
You think he'd win?
Yeah, because he... I don't know how old... Because
he's fucking huge.
Yeah, dude.
He's a vampire slayer.
He's over 6 foot tall.
He's a vampire slayer.
He used to be a boxer, I'm pretty sure. Or a wrestler. So, like, he has the fighting experience. Maybe he wasn't a fucking soldier, but this is no weapons. Yo, I think...
He tough, dude.
Yo, he's freeing the slaves and fucking...
Yeah.
Burying people in their graves. All right.
Yeah.
What? No. It's a little deep.
No.
Why did you quit Facebook?
I didn't.
What compliment is also insulting? You know what? I have one. You look really good today.
Oh.
I feel like that's a terrible compliment. Because that's like, are you saying I look like shit all the time?
That's just fucking what women say.
No, but if you think about it. Cause like it's a compliment. If you, someone is going out of their way to compliment you and say, "Hey, you look really good today," take out the today.
You look like your parents.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, they're like, "Oh, that should be a compliment, right?" No. All right. I want your opinion about this. What's an underrated game that you feel deserves more love? Your hat just bailed on you.
An underrated game. I can't think of anything like that.
What's a game that you like that you don't hear people talking about?
Starbound.
All right, I hear it.
That game was the shit.
I want you guys to imagine a mix between... I don't even know. I guess it would be a mix between Terraria...
and space.
And No Man's Sky, I guess. It's like a bunch of randomized...
I would play that again. That was cool.
Apparently, it has gotten updated like crazy, and now it's like insane. Apparently, it's really good now. I should jump on it. As for me, for what, an underrated game? I'll say Baba Is You. Guys should look up Baba Is You. It's a very clever puzzle game where you pretty much, you push the rules of the game. Like, it'll say Baba Is You, and there's this little... I don't know. It looks like a mix between a rabbit and a dog. And, like, that's Baba. So Baba Is You. If you push one of those, it's like Baba, the word is, the word you. If you push one of those out, you're no longer Baba because you made that rule null and void. And there will be another rule that says, like, wall is stop. And if you move that, the wall no longer is stop and you can walk through the walls. It's a very clever game where you pretty much change the rules of the game to solve it. Clever. If you had to have one company's logo tattooed on you, which one would it be and why? Can I guess yours?
I don't even know mine.
I think I knew. If you had to, I know it.
What?
Fucking Subaru Stars, man.
I guess so.
I think you would. If I feel like if you had to, if they like...
Yeah, that'd be cool, I guess.
I think I'd get the PlayStation, like the PS, you know, like the old PS1 looking logo.
Yeah.
I think that's what I would get.
I'd get ShopRite.
Why the, what, the cart, the fucking...
Yeah.
That sounds so bad. All right. You enter the year 2050 for a period of 3 minutes, and you have access to a search engine. What do you look up? It's a good question, because now... Oh, that's a really good question, because this isn't really... going to improve your life drastically. So you can either look up like, oh, who's gonna win the Super Bowl this year, or you can look up like anything, something that wouldn't even, you know, what is technology like, you know, like flying cars. Just type in flying cars in the year 2050. Does anything exist? Yeah, I don't know, shit like that. I think that's what I would do. I'd start looking up new inventions. Yeah. Year 2050.
Yeah, it's a good one. I would just go on Google.
What would you search?
I don't know. Recent, I would type, like, technological advances in the last 50 years.
That's fair. I get, yeah, yeah.
And then I'd get a timeline, and I'd start with, like, the iPhone 10.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, so, like, you would just... In those 3 minutes, you would just see what happens.
Yeah, what is
that way you can beat it. Oh boy. All right.
Yeah, one more?
All right, we'll do one more. Do you think prisoners who are serving life sentences should be able to consent to an early death?
Of course. That's torture. Making somebody live out their days in jail.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's their sentence.
Yeah, but then if you wanted to, you know, take somebody and tie them up and fucking burn them every day of their life and fucking beat them up and stuff like that, that's not okay. It's still torture all the same, you know?
Well, they, you know, they feed you. You get what you want. You're not, unless you're like in solitary your entire life.
No, you don't get what you want. You're imprisoned when you'd rather be dead, but they won't let you kill yourself.
So you think they should let you kill yourself?
Yeah. They should let you choose to be killed.
I don't know. I feel like I disagree.
Back in the day, if you said, take my head, they'd take your head.
I kind of disagree only, and I feel like it
Unless they
depends.
really wanted to
Look.
torture you.
Ooh. Yeah. I feel like it depends, but it's an interesting question,
So
yeah.
it's either death or torture, and they
See, but
choose
it's not
torture.
torture. You can't call
No,
it
it is.
torture.
A life sentence is torture. You're in jail for your whole life.
Yeah,
What
but people some people when
what
all
quality of
right.
life are you going to
Think
have?
about how common it
But
is
the
that
thing
when
is, but
people
the thing
leave
is, but
jail,
the, but
they
think about
want to
what
go
you're
back
asking. Think
in.
about what you're asking. If someone has to serve a life sentence in jail, should they be allowed to kill themselves? In that scenario, it would more than likely be torture. Why else would somebody choose to kill themselves than to live out a life sentence in jail? Because they know the life sentence will more or less be torture.
Well, yeah, but not torture in that sense. It's torture in the sense of saying, oh, I don't want to do this.
No, it's torture in the sense where you're going to be mentally delusional
Right,
for the rest of your life
but
because you're going
now
to be locked
imagine
in
that you're
walls.
like, I don't know, that person like raped and murdered a bunch of people, you know? Should that person be allowed to give up his own life instead of serving the sentence? You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
that's my specific thing.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
Because death is still just as good of a punishment as torture, you know?
I guess. Because, I guess that's the way that I'm viewing it right now is like imagining a person who had, let's say, a person who tortured someone.
I don't know, you also shouldn't make actions. You also shouldn't take actions without being ready for the consequences
Well,
either.
that's where my point is that, there is a death sentence
So
at
like if
places.
you rape a bunch of people and kill a bunch of people, then you should be ready to either be killed yourself or be tortured for the rest of your life.
Yeah. So I'm not gonna lie. I think I'm on the other side of this, to be honest. I think that they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
All right,
And
that's where we'll end it.
yeah. So thanks for listening, guys.
Max and Lucian.
So thanks for listening, guys. You can reach us at maxandloushow@gmail.com. I'm Max.
I'm Lou.
And tune in next time. Bye.
I didn't even have to say anything. We don't always introduce ourselves on the
What
outro.
are you doing?
We don't introduce ourselves on the outro.